Friends, mankind was made in the image and likeness of his holy Creator, endowed with knowledge, holiness, and goodness. The Holy Spirit himself breathed life into Adam, giving him and all his descendants an immortal soul. Yet Adam's rebellion separated him from God and corrupted his soul. From Adam, our federal father, we all inherited this corrupted, sinful soul. This impacts every aspect of our being, our thinking, desires, and decision-making. The first chapter of the letter to the Romans in the Bible addresses our state of enmity with God. It warns us, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men, who by their unrighteousness suppress the truth. For what can be known about God is plain to them, because God has shown it to them. For his invisible attributes, namely his eternal power and divine nature, have been clearly perceived ever since the creation of the world, in the things that have been made, so they are without excuse. For although they knew God, they did not honor him as God or give thanks to him, but they became futile in their thinking, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Claiming to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images resembling mortal man and birds and animals and creeping things." Friends, separation and alienation from God twisted our perceptions of him as well as of ourselves and the world. Our humanity persistently desires to exercise our own false autonomy from the Creator and has incurred his righteous divine judgment. The Apostle's letter to the Romans says, "Therefore God gave them up in the lusts of their hearts to impurity, to the dishonoring of their own bodies among themselves, because they exchanged the truth about God for a lie, and worshipped and served the creature rather than the Creator. For this reason, God gave them up to dishonorable passions, for their women exchanged natural relations for those that are contrary to nature. And the men likewise gave up natural relations with women and were consumed with passion for one another, men committing shameless acts with men and receiving in themselves the due penalty for their error." So, friends, the decline of our societies is due to our corrupted human nature, rejecting the goodness and holiness of our Creator. We deny his very existence and try to replace him by arrogant, pretentious human theories. Ultimately, this leads to rejection of even ourselves as we are meant to be, by falsely claiming the right to change our created roles and genders. So, we look for new ways to deprive God of his rightful ownership of us and of all creation. The result is clear: lonely self-centeredness, dissolution of marriage, magnified social conflicts leading to hatred and war. Friends, the apostolic message adds, "And since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. They were filled with all manner of unrighteousness, evil, covetousness, malice. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, maliciousness. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, haughty, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, foolish, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Though they know God's righteous decree that those who practice such things deserve to die, they not only do them, but give approval to those who practice them. Friends, in loving mercy, the Lord did not leave us to our ignorance and lostness. He himself graciously drew near to us. Our depravity could not block his self-giving plan to recreate mankind through Jesus, the Messiah, the new Adam. The Holy Spirit gives those who cling to the Savior a new soul, a new life. They become the new creation, the sanctified new humanity. Hallelujah.